This week's Torah portion is called Bishalach. The Jewish people were running away from their Egyptian taskmasters, and they reached the Sea of Reeds, and the sea miraculously splits, and the Jews arrive on dry land, and our Egyptian enemies drown in the sea. There was no miracle ever experienced in such a powerful way as this one. Faith had never been stronger. For this reason, we rejoiced and chanted a song of gratitude known as Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea. In fact, that is why this Shabbat is referred to as Shabbat Shira, the Sabbath of Song. Now, there is something very important to remember here, which often gets lost in the shuffle. In order for a miracle to happen, we too must play our part. You will recall when the Israelites were standing by the sea, pursued by the Egyptians, Moses stood there praying. And what did God say? Ma titzak alai? Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. The great leader, Nachshon ben Aminadav, plunged into the sea. And when the water was up to his neck, the sea parted, and it was only then that the Jewish people were able to cross the sea. My friends, mere belief is insufficient. Miracles don't just fall out of the sky. God expects us to act as well. There is a beautiful custom of feeding seeds or bread to birds on Shabbat Shira. We have been doing it with our children for quite some time. It's something very meaningful because it says to us that in order to make faith really matter, we must do our part in sustaining and taking care of all of God's creation. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org and check us out on Facebook or on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. If you have any questions or comments, or if you would like to sponsor one of these podcasts, Siegel's Sentiments, please feel free to get in contact with us, and thank you for listening.